All right. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way that we go about our daily lives. And that includes, of course, how we attend events, watch movies, or even hang out with our friends. In April, film critic Stephen Aspling launched Binging with Spling. What is that, you might ask? Well, simply put, it's an online watch party event that can be viewed with interaction across various social media channels. The evening includes the main feature and then interviews with special guests, movie trivia, prizes, live commentary, and also encourages attendees to participate online by joining in conversations on social media, Twitter, Facebook and WhatsApp. This month is the fifth edition, and because it's spooky season, grab your popcorn, because horror movies, of course, are on the cards for this one. Stephen's calling it Fright Night, and rightfully so. Joining me to tell me more about the show is Stephen. Morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Sergey.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good.
Very well.
Good.
I actually went to the drive-in last night. Which
did you?
Practicing good social distancing, yes.
How was it?
It was really good. Actually, the best movie ever, Back to the Future.
Oh, come
on. Such a perfect drive-in movie.
Yeah.
Had a good time. And it was quite funny because they do it through your radio. So you tune into a certain setting. And then you can actually hear the rest of the movie while you're driving away from
No people. Way, really. I love
about
it.
A kilometer. Yeah, so, you know, just if people like to come down from the movie, they can do it in their car, listening to the soundtrack sort of as they do the
event. Which venue did you go to, Stephen?
It's Salt River. It's 346B Victoria Road, just past Curtis Gear.
Okay.
And it's a new one. It actually was just the launch of their first movie night. And food trucks, you know, it's a real celebration there. And they're very, very conscientious about, you know, all the health protocols.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's going to be on my to-do list. Okay, you've given them a lovely plug, which is very generous of you. But let's talk about your own event, which is Binging with Spling. I've given it a brief intro, but in your own words, what is it?
I really love the intro. Thank you. so, you know, 2020 has been a horror movie in its own way. And I saw an article in Psychology Today which said that horror fans tend to have handled the pandemic better. And I kind of understand why, being one. And this is a good reason for you to join the Binging with Spling Watch Party, because then you can also be a horror fan and handle it better.
Mm-hmm.
so it's, you know, it's an event where we are watching three movies. There's a short film called It's Complicated. It's a horror comedy, and it's all about the online dating world and all the horrors that go with that. Really excellent local film. And then we've got another film called The Cleaning Lady, which is an LA film and psychological horror. And then we've got a double feature making it two movies. It's Video Man. It's a Swedish dark retro romance comedy drama. So three movies. And the interesting thing with this event, I used to host screenings previously, you know, physical screenings when before the pandemic came about. And what I was trying to do is break the fourth wall. And that means just to kind of, when someone looks at you directly from the cinema screen, they are breaking that fourth wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to do that for movie experiences, because people will go into a movie house, they'll watch the movie, they'll eat their popcorn, they'll leave. And I wanted to make it more of a thing. So, you know, I had a guitarist playing a really epic track before the movie, a magician, you know, with these links to thematic links into the movie. And I just thought to myself with lockdown, why don't I just do that anyway and make it accessible for people from wherever they are, you know? And that's what I'm doing. So I've got special guests that I've been interviewing. We've got five this time, the local or South African-born actor, Stelia Cervante. We've got John Knuts, who is the director of The Cleaning Lady. The lead actress, Rachel Alig, who is from The Cleaning Lady as well. And then we've got a local horror author who's going to be reading a midnight bedtime story. How crazy is that?
This is brilliant.
Yeah, Joan De La Haye. And then we've also got Grant D'Souza. And here's the thematic, well, here's the tie-in with the drive-in. He actually is the founder of the drive-in, and he's also the director of the short film, It's Complicated. So just trying to make it a really festive, fun, enjoyable evening that you can do. And this is a monthly event, so it's not just a once-off. You know, if horror really isn't your thing, you can join us for Valentine's Day. I'm pretty sure we're going to do something for Christmas. You know, we're just trying to make it interesting for the new culture of stay at home.
Yeah, and I mean that this idea of the new normal, which includes, of course, now events like these. Why was it important for you to continue this tradition of enjoying a movie experience with an audience, but virtually? Why?
Well, I just thought, you know, like a lot of offices are not taking full advantage of this technology. We've got the technology to actually make it easier for people not to have to keep commuting. And I know that a lot of Catonians would love for there to be less cars on the road. So why don't we take advantage of all these options that allow us to engage socially or, you know, even in a business sense? And that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm also just wanting to make it easy for the people that are kind of wanting to ease out of their shelves, and yeah. I'm probably one of them, to be able to just engage and not have to go out late at night and, you know, everything's happening from the comfort of their couch.
I love it. I absolutely love this concept. Where can people find you? How do they join you for Binging with Spling?
Well, the easiest way to do that would be to check out splingmovies.com, and that's where you can find out more information about the watch parties. And then, you know, it's being staged on frightfan.tv, which is the platform that the Cleaning Lady and Video Man are on. So you can also follow their channels if you would like. / Spling Movies across, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's kind of the way to do it.
I've just Googled Stephen, the Cleaning Lady. I'll be honest, I'm a bit of a chicken when it comes to horror movies. And here's what I found for a brief synopsis of the Cleaning Lady. As a means to distract herself from an affair, a love addicted woman befriends a cleaning lady badly scarred by burns. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. And the poster, Stephen, for the film is terrifying.
Yeah, and, you know, it's actually one of those kind of disturbing films, but it's not just a kind of silly slasher. This is by a director who actually knows what he's doing. He's been inspired by films like Audition, The Thing, Psycho, and, you know, he's actually thinking about his film. He's not just sort of throwing it out there. So this is like a next-level horror with many layers.
Okay.
And I also forgot to mention... There's Halloween music. We've got a film composer, his name's Mark van der Meulen. He's doing a cover of the Halloween theme from John Carpenter's Halloween. And then we've got Terminatrix, a local gothic industrial metal band, who are going to be sort of bookends for the event with their music videos.
I absolutely love it. Listen, you had me at movies. I'm in. Although, I'll be honest, I might give Halloween a miss, but you'll definitely see me at Christmas. For more information, go to splingmovies.com. Binging with Spling is what you need to look at on social media, and it's hosted by Stephen Aspling. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen. Real pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thanks, Roseanne.